On this Veterans Day, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will march in the city's parade beginning at 1 this afternoon on Boston Common. This evening, he'll outline new plans to end homelessness among veterans. For one local organization, helping to end homelessness means focusing on getting veterans legal assistance. In fact, the Boston-based nonprofit Veterans Legal Services, VLS, is the only organization of its kind in the state. It helps veterans access benefits and navigate civil court proceedings. Its clients are specifically homeless, low-income veterans, all of whom are struggling financially.
Well, I lost my job and I couldn't pay the rent.
On a visit to VLS, we met Rich, 64 years old, divorced, with three daughters who live with mom. He's originally from Boston and served 2.5 years in the Navy during the Vietnam War. He's now staying at the veteran shelter at the VA hospital in Bedford. We agreed to use only his first name for this story because Rich is concerned about finding a new job.
I had some difficulties, health issues, mental health issues and stuff. And I have periods of being able to work full time, and I have some issues, some periods where it's hard for me to maintain employment.
What was life like right when you got out?
I was a high school dropout, and I went into the service. I finished my GED while I was in there. And when I came out, I went right to school with the GI Bill. I was able to get into a community college, Quincy Community College. And from there, I went to a nursing program at MGH, actually. So it wasn't a hard transition for me. It was pretty nice, actually.
So how long were you a nurse?
36 years.
36 years.
I've been a nurse, yeah.
And you're not working at that anymore?
I'm presently looking for employment.
How long you been without?
About 4 months now.
You'd like to get back to work, I take it.
I would. I feel, that I still have some work left in me. I'm not ready to retire yet. I have young children also that are dependent on me.
And what brought you here to VLS?
I had some child support issues that I had to go to court to deal with, and I couldn't afford an attorney.
What was it like to try and navigate the legal system without
awful.
This?
It was terrible. I didn't do well the first time I went into court. I was unprepared. I really didn't know what to expect, and I felt that I kind of got a rough treatment. So I really didn't want to go back again by myself. I was very afraid, actually. I almost skipped out. I really didn't want to quit.
And what is it you're trying to do? Adjust child support?
Adjust the child support. Yeah, I wasn't working, so I hadn't seen my children in a couple of years. I hadn't talked to my ex in a couple of years. We were able to work out a plan, a deal that I wasn't expecting that I was going to be able to do. It was an amazing thing, what happened, what transpired, we didn't see the judge. I mean, we talked out in the hall about the whole thing. And I couldn't have done it without Eve.
The Eve Rich is referring to is Eve Elliott, staff attorney at Veterans Legal Services, who handled his case and who tells us one of the largest areas of practice for VLS is family law.
Rich's situation is very typical. I think a lot of the veteran clients that I see get into situations where they fall behind in their child support, and child support arrears is one of the leading causes of veteran homelessness.
And in the bigger picture, why do veterans need legal services?
So traditionally, veterans haven't been a group that have been prioritized for receiving legal assistance. The push to end veterans' homelessness has certainly helped us in sort of explaining why our legal services are necessary.
Let me ask about the volume of work you do here. Are there more clients, or at least potential clients, than you can handle at any given time?
Of course. We only serve sort of the 5 counties surrounding Boston, so Middlesex, Norfolk, Essex, Plymouth, and Suffolk. So we don't cover Worcester, we don't cover Western Mass, and we're always getting phone calls because unfortunately there are no legal services agencies that cover those areas, which is one of the reasons we've worked on expanding our volunteer attorney program so we can cover more of those cases.
And do you find private attorneys willing to volunteer more and more, or is that a hard sell?
Absolutely. I think in some ways it's hard for an attorney whose background is in corporate matters to be willing to go into family and probate court or go into housing court. But if they have that willingness to learn, then they're a huge asset to us.
Do you find veterans are reluctant sometimes to come in and seek help because
Absolutely.
They're just too proud?
They're reluctant to ask for assistance. I think a lot of times they're taught to sort of make do with the best of with whatever resources they have, and they put, you know, others above themselves sometimes, so they don't want to necessarily ask for help for themselves.
So do you find sometimes when you meet people, you have to talk them into using the services that you might provide?
I don't know that I necessarily have to talk them into it so much as reassure them that it's going to be okay.
And sometimes helping on the legal side helps on the personal side as well. For the veteran we met, Rich, things are a little better. As he said, with Eve's help, he's communicating with his ex-wife again and has seen his three daughters for the first time in 2 years. And he's hopeful he'll be back to work soon.
It's a little difficult, I think, with my age and, my history, my employment history. But I'm optimistic.